So if research has shown, if you look at people who live under $2 a day, one metric of poverty, 2% of that take-home pay goes to this basket here in education. 20% goes to a basket that is a combination of alcohol, tobacco, sugary drinks, and prostitution and festivals. If you just take 4 percentage points and put it into this basket, you would have a transformative effect. The last reason has to do with women being part of the solution, not the problem. You need to use scarce resources. It's a waste of resources if you don't use someone like Diamond Jew. Bill Gates put it very well when he was traveling through Saudi Arabia. He was speaking to an audience much like yourselves. However, two-thirds of the way, there was a barrier. On this side was men, and then the barrier, and this side was women. And someone from this side of the room got up and said, "Mr. Gates, we have here as our goal in Saudi Arabia to be one of the top 10 countries when it comes to technology. Do you think we'll make it?" So Bill Gates, as he was staring out at the audience, he said, "If you are not fully utilizing half the resources in your country, there is no way you will get anywhere near the top 10. So here's Bill of Arabia. So what would some of the specific challenges look like? I would say on the top of the agenda is sex trafficking. And I'll just say two things about this. The slavery, at the peak of the slave trade in the 1780s, there were about 80,000 slaves transported from Africa to the New World. Now, modern slavery, according to State Department rough statistics, there are about 800,000, 10 times the number, that are trafficked across international borders. And that does not even include those that are trafficked within country borders, which is a substantial portion. And, you know, if you look at another factor, another contrast, a slave back then is worth about $40,000 in today's money. Today, you can buy a girl trafficked for a few hundred dollars, which means she's actually more disposable. But you know, there is progress being made in places like Cambodia and Thailand. We don't have to expect a world where girls are bought and sold or killed. The second item on the agenda is maternal mortality. You know, childbirth in this part of the world is a wonderful event. In Niger, 1 in 7 women can expect to die during childbirth. Around the world, one woman dies every minute and a half from childbirth. You know, it's not like as though we don't have the technological solution, but these women have 3 strikes against them. They are poor, they are rural, and they are female. You know, for every woman who does die, there are 20 who survive, but end up with an injury. And the most devastating injuries is obstetric fistula. It's a tearing during obstructed labor that leaves a woman incontinent.